Rescue efforts continue today in India after Friday's 7.9 magnitude earthquake, that country's worst in half a century. Indian officials have recovered more than 2,300 bodies. They say that thousands more people are missing and could have been killed. The quake struck in the western state of Gujarat on the border with Pakistan. Tremors were felt more than 1,000 miles away. NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us from Ahmedabad, the commercial capital of Gujarat. Michael, thank you for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
What's the situation there this morning like?
Well, here in Ahmedabad, rescue workers were busy today trying to reach hundreds of people thought to be trapped under collapsed buildings all over the cities. I visited a school this morning where more than 30 high school children were thought to be buried under four pancaked floors. About 60 of them were taking a science exam when the earthquake hit, and only about a half dozen managed to get out, and the others were trapped. Rescue workers have been pulling bodies out ever since, 15 bodies yesterday, four more today. And while people on the scene say they're hopeful more will be found alive, it's been more than 30 hours now since the quake, and it's looking less and less likely they will. Rescue workers, for example, hearing voices under the rubble overnight, and now they're not. The hospitals are full, but appear to be functioning fairly smoothly, and workers there say they can probably handle the situation if there are no major aftershocks that make the situation worse. Now, that's in Ahmedabad. The situation in the rest of the state, particularly in and around the quake's epicenter near the city of Bhuj, is much, much worse.
Michael, help us understand some of the particular problems that rescue workers must face in Ahmedabad and the whole region of Gujarat, how difficult it might be to get rescue equipment in there to rally the resources that are necessary in any quick order.
Absolutely, and that and the fact that they were pretty much caught by surprise by this thing. I mean, earthquakes have happened here before, but there's been nothing on this scale, so I think that worked against them here. And poor infrastructure, as you hinted, and poor communication links, even in the best of times, haven't helped the situation either. And remember, the country was celebrating Republic Day when this quake hit, and that's a national holiday. It's got lots of parades and public ceremonies involving large parts of the bureaucracy, and the country basically shuts down on Republic Day. And as a result, I think the government was probably slower than it would have been in responding to this quake. Many people on site at some of the collapsed buildings I visited today said government agencies were slow and that the initial rescue and relief work was done by local NGOs and ordinary citizens. And those people were also complaining that many of these people, the relatives of people trapped in the rubble, they said that shoddy construction and illegal construction were the main reasons behind the collapse of most of the buildings. A structural engineer today told me that poor construction or illegal construction were probably to blame for 90% of the destruction. And after looking at those sites and seeing where entire buildings had collapsed, but the buildings on either side were left absolutely untouched, I'd have to say there's probably a great deal of truth in some of that.
And what about the scope of the international aid that's coming in there?
It's unclear how much aid is coming in at this point. President Bush yesterday said the U.S. was willing to help as needed, and the British government offered more than $4 million in emergency assistance. The Swiss are said to be sending a rescue team. Taiwan has offered to send a team as well. But when they'll get here, or even if they'll get here, remains unclear. India hasn't yet made an official appeal for international aid. And Prime Minister Vajpayee today said that India first needed to assess what kind of help was needed before making any appeal. So it's pretty clear, though, that at least the local government here can use all the help it can get, be it logistical or money or both.
Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Scott.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Ahmedabad, India.